You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show, rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Glad to be here.
All right, so it's that season where we're seeing a lot of recent college graduates. You have one of our own, just graduated nursing school. We're going to a graduation party next weekend. It seems like it's one thing after another with graduations.
And they're faced with so much coming out of college, the reality of the student loan debt.
It's scary.
It's scary, and that they have to find a job that pays, and hopefully, you know, getting a job in that degreed area is always awesome.
Well, and at smartwithyourmoney.com, our whole intention is to teach you to be smart with your money. Okay, but it's also, you could pass it on to those recent college graduates.
That's right.
And we come up with our top 10 financial tips that a college graduate needs to be smart with their money.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now that the school books are over, the number one tip we have is
read a few books on money.
Right.
Okay. So a couple that I recommend. One is Richest Man in Babylon. I think that's a financial classic. It's been around for a long, long time. There's another one that I think is actually good that's very specific to their age group, and it's called Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s by Beth Kobliner. We'll have a link to that on our website too, but those are two really good books for a recent college graduate to start with.
Right. So the homework that you have after college is creating a budget. That's the one thing that a lot of people don't think about doing, and you really need to figure it out. You're going to have a lot of expenses coming in that you didn't realize you had because you've been living off mom and dad, or you've been living off the student loan money. Now it's time. If you hadn't already done it, create that budget. Figure out your housing expense, your food, your gas, all those things.
And on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, we have some resources for you that you can download for budgeting that I think you guys are going to like. Mm-hmm. Tip number three is emergency fund equals top priority. You have to start to develop an emergency fund that you need 3 to 6 months of housing expense put away. So let's just say as a recent college graduate, you probably need a good, I'm going to say $2,500 up to about $5,000 in an emergency fund. Mm-hmm. And that has to be money that you don't touch.
And that's not emergency beer fund.
It definitely
or shopping for shoes. It's to really help you in case something really does happen. So, and number four is living rent free. Now, parents, don't kill us for this tip. But as long as your parents will allow you to live there and put that money into emergency fund, because the goal is to get you out of the basement or out of their house to buy that home. But if you can, when you're living rent free, really put money towards that budget, that savings.
Yeah. Now, one caveat I'm going to say to that, because you wouldn't believe how often somebody comes in to get a mortgage and they've been living with their family and they still don't have any money saved.
That's what I'm saying.
So my question is, if you're living rent free right now and you don't have any money saved, then how are you going to afford a house payment?
Right. That's right. That's the thing.
Now, if they were using that money to pay off other debt instead of saving it for down payment, that's a little different, because now if they're debt free, which actually starts, rolls into the next tip. Number five is start reducing your debt load. Mm-hmm. So pay off as much of your debt as possible, start getting it knocked out.
Right. Once you get that job, putting it towards your student loan debt, because that's going to end up being maybe your highest debt right now, or credit card debt, and putting money towards that.
When it comes to paying off the student loan debt, sometimes it's so big that people don't feel like they can even ever make a dent in it. The only time I recommend taking those income-based repayment plans is when, if you're in a profession where you can get student loan forgiveness, now you want to pay as little as possible towards your student loans because they're going to be forgiven at a certain point.
Right.
If that's not your situation, then you need to start doubling down on those student loans and get them knocked out.
Mm-hmm. At the very, very least, making on-time payments all the time.
Yes.
Priority one, make that payment, make that payment, make that payment. That's all I can say. So number six is don't take on new debt. So, you know, you're living the life, you get out of college excited and you want to go and you get that apartment or you get that, you know, you're living in with some friends or moving in with friends or whatever. So all of a sudden now you're faced with rent and you're wanting to buy new clothes and new furniture for your new apartment, all those things. You know, taking on that new debt, it tempts you to splurge on yourself a little bit. So resist that urge.
Remember when I was on the college budget and first job out of college, I was making something like $28,000, which seemed like $1 million to me at the time. Now, this is many years ago. It's the equivalent of coming out and making $40,000 now. Seemed like a lot of money, but it doesn't go very far. So resist going out and getting that $400 mm-hmm. car payment. You know, like you said, Tammy, buying all those new clothes, mm-hmm. just resist lifestyle inflation.
That's what we call it, lifestyle inflation, because it you don't realize it's happening until you're in the middle of it.
All right, number seven tip is to start investing. So it's never too soon to start investing, and you know, one of the biggest benefits you have right now is time. So starting early can set up your retirement in the future. So as Albert Einstein said, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. So he who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it. Very important point.
Very important. So number eight and nine it seems like an opposite, but maximize your 401k, but then don't use your 401k as a piggy bank. So let's explain that, Doug. You want to go for that?
Yeah. So first, maximize your 401k. When we talk about starting to invest, your 401k is one of the best places to start because it's put in a way where it's going in tax-free. Okay, you're going to pay tax when it comes out when you're retired, but putting the money in tax-free, especially if your employer matches. And then when we say don't use it as your 401k as a piggy bank, what that means is I've seen so many people that when they change jobs, they cash out their 401k and take a 10% penalty plus have to pay taxes on it. So if you do put money in the 401k and don't take it out, if you change jobs.
Mm-hmm. And number 10, most and foremost, is enjoy your life. You're a graduate, so just enjoy it. Do lay back, travel. You know, that's one thing we've told our children, you know, if you can travel, and there is a way to do it on a dime.
Yeah,
so,
do it on a budget. I mean, yep. Derek is,
you know, he Derek went to hostels.
He, you know, do what you have to travel cheap. All right. So if you want to see these tips, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And look for Being Smart With Your Money as a College Graduate, 10 Tips.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that becoming smart with your money is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., subscribing to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, or by listening to our podcast, Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman. See you next week.